Today on the KMMO Ag Report, I bring you the history of Memorial Day. The observance originally was known as Decoration Day. By late 1860s, many Americans had begun hosting tributes to the war's fallen soldiers by decorating their graves with flowers and flags. Why did the name change from Decoration Day to Memorial Day? It seems it gradually came to be known as Memorial Day over the years. It was Union General John A. Logan who called for an official nationwide day of remembrance on May 30, 1868, a date chosen because it wasn't the anniversary of a particular battle. Meant to honor those lost in the Civil War, the Southern states originally observed a different day to specifically honor the Confederate soldiers who died. In the aftermath of World War I, the holiday evolved to commemorate the fallen military personnel in all wars. In 1950, Congress passed a resolution requesting that the President issue a proclamation calling for Americans to observe Memorial Day as a day of prayer for permanent peace. In 1968, Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which established Memorial Day as the last Monday in May in order to create a three-day weekend for federal employees. But Memorial Day didn't actually become an official federal holiday until 1971. Many places in the U.S. claim to be the first to celebrate Memorial Day, but there's only one small town officially identified as the birthplace. In 1966, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed legislation stating that Waterloo, New York, is the originator of Memorial Day in the U.S. The town first observed a day to remember fallen soldiers on May 5, 1866. Decoration Day only recognized fallen soldiers of the Civil War until World War I. While America's participation in World War I sometimes takes the backseat to the Revolutionary War, Civil War, World War II, and Vietnam War, it helped establish many other American traditions, including Veterans Day, originally called Armistice Day, and the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. World War I also changed how Decoration Day, later known as Memorial Day, is celebrated here. That war was America's first major conflict since the Civil War and the first major war fought exclusively on foreign soil. In all, more than 116,000 Americans died fighting in World War I. The tradition of Decoration Day evolved from remembering just the fallen of the Civil War to remembering all soldiers who died during the country's wars at home and abroad. President Bill Clinton signed the National Moment of Remembrance Act in 2000, which asked Americans to pause and observe a national moment of remembrance at 3 p.m. local time. A number of organizations throughout the country observed that moment, including Amtrak, whose trains blast their whistles, Major League Baseball, and NASCAR. Cities across the country host Memorial Day parades, but some of the largest parades take place in Chicago, New York, and of course, Washington, D.C. In D.C., the National Memorial Day Parade hosts an audience of hundreds of thousands who watch as marching bands, active duty and retired military units, youth groups, veterans, and floats head down Constitution Avenue. The President requests that all governors of the United States and Commonwealth of Puerto Rico direct the flag to be flown at half staff until noon on Memorial Day on all buildings, grounds, and naval vessels. And now it's time for the KMMO Ag Department Corny Joke of the Day. Why do crabs never volunteer for anything? Because they're shellfish. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.